everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll get an update on some of the off-ice programs going around the Ontario Hockey League. Whether it's Talk Today, it's a busy time for the Ontario Hockey League as the player experience continues to grow. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Mississauga Steelheads goaltender Jacob Ingham. Last week, he posted a perfect 3-0 record with an impressive 1.26 goals against average and .956 save percentage. He turned aside 86 shots in 190 minutes of action, including being a perfect 6-for-6 in shootouts. The 18-year-old, who hails from Barrie, playing in his third season with the Steelheads, was chosen in the 6th round of the 2018 National Hockey League Entry Draft by the Los Angeles Kings. Meantime, the KSCHL Top 10 rankings this week has the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League at number 1, the Prince Albert Raiders from the Western Hockey League at number 2, then the Ottawa 67s are the top OHL club at number 3, other OHL teams on the list, the London Knights at number 5, while honorable mentions this week to both the Sioux Greyhounds and the Sudbury Wolves. Part of the entire Ontario Hockey League experience is what goes on off the ice. Whether it's Talk Today program, the OHL education package, and many more, the OHL certainly a big part of the players' lives and the people of the communities the Ontario Hockey League teams play in. For more on that, let's talk to the OHL's Director of Marketing and Business Development, Kyle Ferguson. One thing right off the bat, we talk about marketing and business development. Well, the OHL is known to develop players,
right,
coaches, training staff, you name it. But over the years, also developing people in the business side of things.
100%, Terry. I mean, just as we have fantastic product on the ice, we have amazing product off the ice as well. You know, we have so many of our staff that, you know, a lot of them start, let's say, as interns and kind of work their way through the ranks and put a lot of their time in and focus on the fan engagement and different promotions that happen at the games.
We see, you know, with the OHL, we're coming into February, and it's a very important month around the Ontario Hockey League. It's busy on the ice, but let's talk off the ice. A very important program that's been around now for a few years, but really takes center stage during the month of February.
For sure. I mean, Talk Today, it's our program that originally the inception of the program was in 2014, Terry, with the Canadian Mental Health Association. You know, very interesting. I mean, we started going into the schools just a few seasons ago with our presenting partner, Teachers Life. You know, just as much as our players, you know, have the you know, again, the product on the ice. Outside of that, again, you talk about behind the scenes. Our players have such an important role in the communities, and they, with these school programs, have the opportunity to go into schools, talk to the young students, you know, youth in our communities, that it's okay to talk about issues surrounding mental health, wellness, if you will. And, you know, it's extremely important to us. You know, again, since the inception, over 1,000 players, Terry, have been trained with this program. And also outside of that, 400, you know, whether it be staff, coaches, whatnot, have also been trained with this program as well. So very happy to say that.
Well, and I think the great story, and I remember Dave Pogue from Peterborough, the president of the PT, passed along a story where players were trained.
Right.
And then within about a week, one of the OHL players for the Petes was at school. I saw a classmate who, right, thought, this seems to be something that they talked about. Mentioned it to a teacher, and then obviously now confidentiality takes over, but just knows assistance maybe was offered. And I think it just shows there's, we talk about mental health with an OHL player, but indeed, their colleagues, their classmates, their friends, right, friends in the OHL, friends back home, there's an example that probably took a week after the training to show the importance, and it's kind of that people helping people situation.
For sure, Terry. I mean, it's such a strong message that gets across to these players. And, you know, again, we take pride in this program, and the most important piece is really training our players to provide them with those life skills. So again, as much as this development on the ice, development off the ice is extremely important to us, such as these you know, health and developmental programs that we offer our players.
When it comes to programs, one of the big ones that's front and center, but there's so many, but the education program. And right, you know, we see players that, whether not only continuing their education, but continuing their hockey with U Sports as well. And
again, very fortunate that we have our scholarship program within the league to offer to our players. You know, last season alone, we had over 300 of our student athletes take advantage of that. Outside of that as well, you know, we talk about our programs, you know, off the ice, you know, our Talk Today program. We also have programs to help our players with our OHL on-site program. You know, and also currently going on right now is sessions for our overager players, you know, where we're talking about financial literacy skills with our partner CIBC. So a lot of great things that happen off the ice, but most importantly, education is one of our core pieces that we focus on 100%. I mean, regardless, we have to prepare our players for the next step, and that's exactly what we're here to do. Again, the education program to us is, again, extremely important. Over 300 of our players having access to those funds, and, you know, that'll continue to grow.
One of the things that we have a lot of fun with, and those that watch around Sarnia know I might throw a little Christmas-themed suit on, is teddy bear toss. And
for sure,
that's just an example of all the community events,
yeah,
money raised, awareness.
I mean, hey, Terry, our teams do such a fantastic job, you know, always trying to increase and enhance the fan experience, if you will. You talk teddy bear toss. I mean, over 70,000 bears were collected this year to support, over 65 charities in local communities. That's huge. You know, and we think about our teams and how ingrained they are with those charitable groups or community services. And last year alone, we were able to support over 2,600 charities and local community services, totaling over $4 million. So it really shows the support of our teams and also the support from our fans. You know, without our fans, we wouldn't be where we are today.
I know a big one going on around Peterborough is Pink in the Rink. That's another one we see with breast cancer. Special Olympics has been a thing as well, and
right,
we've noticed that. It's those partnerships. I've got to think the organizations realize how important the OHL teams are to those communities, so of course, why not partner with them?
Of course. I mean, hey, you bring up Special Olympics, Terry, and they've been a long-time affiliate partner with us, I believe since the inception of partnering with them, and I believe it was 2004. This year marks a big year for the Special Olympics. It's their 50th anniversary. Again, these are promotional game nights that we have to draw awareness to their causes and also to raise funds for them.
That was Kyle Ferguson, the Director of Marketing and Business Development for the Ontario Hockey League. Less than a month away from the 2019 OHL Cup Showcase Tournament powered by Under Armour and hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League. It's coming up March 12th to 18th. Taking a look at the most recent top 10 rankings, three GTHL teams head the list. Don Mills Flyers at number 1, Toronto Young Nationals at 2, and Toronto Marlboros at number 3. Check out the complete list at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. That's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.